This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What makes you anxious like that? Panicky. Anxiety is born from fear, and we all experience fear. Look, for example, at Prophet Musa. When told to confront Fir'aun, Musa said honestly, "I'm scared," and prayed, "Rabbi shrahli sadri, make my chest calm for the task ahead." So I'm curious, how does Islam treat anxiety? Here are three ways that Allah guides us on how to manage our anxiety. Number one, dhikr, remembering Allah. When you're anxious, your heart is racing. Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, do hearts find rest. And the best dhikr is the recitation of the Quran. Number two, tawakkul. Tawakkul is believing and trusting that Allah will take care of your needs. Tawakkul, placing your trust in Allah. Preparing this video, I started trying to put more trust in Allah. When I go to bed at night, anxious about something, I say to myself, "Oh Allah, I'm handing this off to you. You take care of it," and then I go to sleep peacefully. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever places their trust in Allah, Allah will be all they need. Number three, istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness, a lot. When you're feeling anxious, do like 10 or 100 istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, like that. In hadith, if anyone constantly seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah will make a way out for him from every distress and grant relief from every anxiety. So four things to do right now to manage anxiety. Number one, do dhikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, as much as you can. Number two, recite Quran out loud. Number three, truly trust that Allah will take care of it. Number four, and ask forgiveness a lot. This is Muhammad al-Sharif with best wishes to see you succeed at the highest level.